But it made me terrible after 100 million. Isn't that strange? And then, so of course, I mean, so this is mentioned. Now, how does Gemara know that Yileres Mishivo is Yileres Lukatoyim? Shenema Vajilit Kufas Ayomi. Vajilit Kufas Ayomi. Vata Hano Vatilet Ben. Miut Kufas Shnaim. Miut Yomim Shnaim. Miut Yomim Shnaim. So in other words, Tkufe consists of 3 months. So two Tkufes is 6 months. And then Miut Yomim Shnaim. 6 months, how many days is it? Every month for 30 days. So it's 180 days. So in other words, a Yileres Lishivo can be born after 182 days. 182 days. Now, so of course it's very strange. Now, let's say, if we explain the Gemara literally, that the Mandoma who says, Eini Yileres Lishivoim, let's say Shmuel, Nachtin Morishenim, they hold, can give birth? All right, I don't think that this is so, I mean, that's inconceivable. But let's say, for argument's sake, let's say that this is the Pshat in the Gemara. So in other words, it cannot be that a woman should give birth after 240 days. But it can be that a woman should give birth after 180 days, 182 days. 182 days. Now, so of course it's very strange. The way we explained it, that there is no machlekes mitzias. But the Mandoma Shmuel who says, Einu Yisheles Betoyim, he holds, while it happens very frequently, but that's not natural. Al Kudin, it's not considered natural. So what does it mean? So what does Mazutra say? Afilu Mandoma Yiledes Litisho, Einu Yiledes Betoyim. And according to what we said, it doesn't mean a Yiledes Mamish. It's not a natural phenomenon. But Yiledes Lishifo, Yiledes Betoyim is a natural phenomenon. Isn't that very strange? In other words, giving birth after 240 days is not natural according to Shmuel. But giving birth after 182 days is natural. I mean, that's inconceivable. What's the pshat? And what's the raya from Chane? Vata Chano Vatilek Bein Miut Kufi Shnayim Miut Yomim Shnayim. If the pshat had been, if the question had been whether it's possible or not, so we can understand. So we can understand that it happened by Chane. So she gave birth to Shmuel after 182 days. But if the pshat is Yiledes, any Yiledes, not whether it's possible. Of course it's possible. Yiledes Litisho, it's also possible. So, but it's unnatural. But Yiledes Lishivo is natural. Yiledes Lishivo is natural. So what's the raya from Chane? Maybe something unnatural happened with her. Of course, I mean, the whole thing was a miracle. So the birth could have been an unnatural birth. What kind of a raya is it? So the whole Gemara is very strange, no matter how we explain it. So it's very strange. Now, I spent a lot of time exploring this inyan after how many days of pregnancy a baby could be viable when it is born. So I looked it up in a book on human embryology and also in Encyclopedia Britannica. So everything that they mention is based on statistics. Nothing other than statistics. There is no more scientific data except that which is based on statistics. That's the only way to find it out. There is no other way. But it's on the basis of statistics. So, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, now, here the Gemara says that Yiledes Lishivo, Yiledes Lukutoy. That means after 182 days. After 182 days. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, so, on the basis of statistics, if a baby is born below 188 days of conception, so then it is never viable. That's the expression. You know, the Usenet Supreme Botanica, in a certain book on human embryology, it is mentioned, we never observed it, more accurate. We never observed it to be viable. And it's like, Supreme Botanica says that according to statistics, a baby who is born below less than 188 days as of conception, so the alleged conception, so is never viable. But above, if the baby is born above 188 days as of conception, many times it's viable. Very frequently it's viable. And it depends upon the amount of care that you take over the baby. In other words, if a baby is born after 190 days as of conception and you neglect the baby, you just treat the baby the way you treat any normal baby, so then in all probability it will not be viable. But if you take care of the baby, today they use incubators, and years ago, hundreds of years ago, they didn't have the incubators, so they used pillows, blankets to keep the baby in warmth. So if good care is exercised, so in all probability it will be viable. In all probability it will be viable. Now, then, after 240 days, it is generally viable, without any special care, you see. After 178 days, it can be viable with very good care. And after 240 days, it is generally viable with ordinary care. It doesn't mean that if the baby is not nursed, I mean that it will remain alive. But with ordinary care, without extra care. Now, this, what Gemara says here, conforms to what every book in human embryology says. Except that we have to take notice of one fact. That when a book in human embryology or an Encyclopedia Britannica, or when a doctor says the due date of a certain expecting mother is this and this day, they all base it upon the last menstrual period. Because they have no other day from which to start counting. But this is very inaccurate. So let's say, if you find in the Encyclopedia Britannica or in a book on human embryology that below 188 days it is never viable, or you haven't observed such a baby to be viable, and above 188 days it is viable with good care, so it means below 188 days as of the last menstrual period, and above 188 days as of the last menstrual period. They don't use any other date. So many women, they go to the doctor and they have blind faith in the doctor, as if the doctor had to wear HaKadosh, and if the doctor tells them, this coming Monday is your due date, so they make all the preparations as if on that Monday she'll give birth. But it never happens. Maybe it happens once in 100 times. Usually, it takes the birth takes place some other time. Not at the day that they say. Not in the day they say. So it takes place some other time. Why? Because all the hashbeinis by the doctors in all the books are based upon a count as of the last menstrual period. But it couldn't be true because she couldn't conceive. In other words, why did they start counting from the last menstrual period? Because when she had the last menstrual period, let's say the last menstrual period she had on the 1st of March. So that means that on the 1st of March she was not pregnant as yet. Because had she been pregnant on the 1st of March, she wouldn't have had the menstrual period. So she became pregnant after that. But when after that? So within the first 7 days as of the last menstrual period, it's impossible that she should become pregnant. I don't mean impossible because of the Issur of Nidah. It's impossible among going to, and it's impossible among Jews who unfortunately do not observe Taras HaMishpacha. Because within the 7 days as of menstruation, So a woman couldn't conceive. Couldn't conceive. Couldn't conceive. So Meile, that Cheshbon that is mentioned in all the books, that 180 days as of the menstrual period really coincides with 182 days as of conception. Because, but their Cheshbon is not as of conception. It is seven, at least 7 days, 7 days less, because she couldn't have conceived on the day of the menstrual period, and she couldn't have conceived even if they don't observe Taras HaMishpoche on the day after the menstrual period, or 5 days after. She could only have conceived on the 8th day as of the menstrual period. Those who give time on mitzvahs, I mean, I don't approve of time on mitzvahs, so they mention as one of the time on mitzvahs for the Shiva Simenido, I saw it in books written by Orthodox scientists. So they mention the fact that a woman couldn't possibly conceive within the 7 days as of menstruation, because she couldn't ovulate, so she couldn't possibly conceive. And that's the reason as to why the Torah forbade relations between husband and wife on the 7 days of Yemeni. All right, I mean, you can mention all kinds of timing that you want. There is no Issa, but the Dine HaTorah do not require any timing. But this is an established fact. A woman couldn't conceive within the 7 days as of menstruation. So Memele, the Cheshbon that is mentioned in all the books, that below 188 days, it's never viable, conforms accurately with what Gemara says. With what Gemara says. So, but why? Because if it is not words after 180 days, many times it is viable with good care. It is viable with good care. So what does it mean? After 180 days as of the menstrual period. But that means only 182 days as of conception. Because if the menstrual period took place 188 days before, so the conception could not have taken place 183 days before, because that was within the 7 days of menstruation. I mean, this is a double portion. So that conforms accurately, I mean, verbatim, with what the Gemara says here. Now, we raise the question, what does the Gemara, how does the Gemara know that Yeledes Lishivo is Yeledes Limkotoyim? How does the Gemara know that Yeledes Lishivo is Yeledes Limkotoyim? After all, the Pshati, Yeledes Litisho, any Yeledes Limkotoyim, Shmuel, is not that it's impossible. It's unnatural. So how do we know that this is natural? This was not natural either. Now again, of course, according to statistics, so it's more frequent, it happens more frequently that a woman should give birth on the 241st day than it happens that a woman should give birth on the 182nd day. Much more frequently. I mean, you can't deny the mitzvahs. But it's not a question what is more frequent and what is less frequent. What the halacha considers natural and our halacha does not consider natural. Now, the halacha is always based upon mitzvahs. It's not that the halacha will say something that is not in consonance with the mitzvahs. Now, so the question arises, since b'mtzias, it happens more frequently that a woman should give birth after the 240th day than that she should give birth after the 182nd day. So why is the birth, according to Shmuel, after the 240th day unnatural, and the birth after the 182nd day natural? I mean, so that's paradoxical. Now, we have to understand this question that is discussed by the Chaznish, Rav Meisher Feinstein has a tshuva on that. He also says the same thing, Nishtanu Ativim. I don't think that we have to say that Nishtanu Ativim. Now, the Gemara, but then the question arises, we see b'mitzies, that a ben shmeino is more viable than a ben shivo. All right, a ben shivo is also viable, but a ben shmeino is more viable, because the longer the woman carries the baby, the more are the chances that the baby will be more violent. But that doesn't present any difficulty. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Gemara in Shabbos, in Yomes, many places, the Gemara in Shabbos says that even though the Mishnah says, Ben Shmeino Hareyu Ke'evin V'yosol Yitaltalei, in other words, if a baby is born, a Ben Shmeino, so it's non-viable, so it's considered Muktzeh, you cannot even be Mitaltalei. But a Ben Shivo, you can be Mitaltalei. But the Gemara says that when is a Ben Shmeino considered Ke'evin, because he's non-viable, only if it's Ligom Busare, Ligom Butzipon. In other words, if he's born completely immature, no hair, no nails, he doesn't have any nails. That means no nails at all. Not, I don't mean big nails. But no nails at all. When he's born completely immature. But if he's born mature, not words with sayer, with nails, so then he's not care. So what we, so why? So the Gemara says, Ben Shivo Elodi Shuyo Komishai. The Yishuyu Kamishai. Now Tesis mentions, discusses here on Shippur Egorim. So Tesis discusses the question, as to whether it's possible for a woman to carry a baby more than 9 full months. Now, so there is one mandoma, in Yivomes that if, let's say, the husband went away in Vinesayah, let's say in Zman Chazal, they didn't have, you know, planes. I mean, that the husband could come, you know, in 8 hours, he could come from Israel. So, and the woman gave birth to a baby. Let's say 11 months after the husband left on Israel. So the Shaila is in the Gemara, whether the baby is to be considered as a mamzer or not. So there is one mandoma who says that as long as the baby is born within 12 months as of the departure by the husband, so it should not to be considered as a mamzer, because there is a possibility. There is a possibility that the baby should be born after within the 12 month of pregnancy. There's a possibility. Now again, Peter Vitanica also mentions that many babies are born, I mean, full 9 months is 270 days. But many babies are born after being carried for 300 days. So that means after 10 months. For a baby to be born after 300 days is very, very, very seldom. But it can happen. So again, the machlekes, whether he is to be considered a mamzer or is not to be considered a mamzer, is not a machlekes in mitzvahs. Because up to 300 days is a common thing. After 300 days is very uncommon. But it's possible. So the question is, do we have to be cheshish for it, or we can consider him if he's born, let's say, in the 12th month after the husband left from Nes Yam, so we can consider him as a vadai mamzer? In other words, we shouldn't be cheshish for remote things. It's a machlekes in mitzvah. Anyway. So the Gemara says, in regard to a ben Shmeino that was born with the tziponayim already developed and the hair and some hair, that then he is viable and it's mutalitalta and he's considered as a ben Kayom. Why? Because he's not to be treated as a ben Shmeino, but he's to be treated as a ben Shivo. But we see that he was born more than seven full months after Tashmish. We know, we figured out, we know. So Ben Shimoi, he just stayed in the mother's womb extra time. Just as it happens that a baby can be born after 10 months on the 300th day, so even though it's not necessary for a baby to go through an embryological development of 10 months, but Shui Komishayale, so it's possible that he's a Ben Shivo and Shui Komishayale. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara? We see from this, I discussed it with certain doctors, I mean, they said that this makes very good medical sense. that it conforms to the medical facts. So from this Gemara, it appears that there are certain babies that require 9 months of embryological development, and there are certain babies that require only 7 months of embryological development. What does it depend on? So a certain doctor told me it might depend upon the size of the uterus, upon various factors. But there are babies who require, in order to be developed fully, they require an embryological development of 9 months. And there are babies who require only an embryological development of 7 months. So when we say that ben shneino harayu keeven biosa litaltalei, so it only means if the baby is the kind of a baby who requires, on account of the nature of the uterus of the woman, and the condition of, I mean, there are many factors, not just the nature of the uterus, the condition of the mother, whether the mother is sick or healthy, there are many factors. So if the baby, if the fetus is a kind of a fetus that requires 9 months of embryological development, and for some reason the baby was born in the 8th month, then he's not viable. But if the baby, on account of the nature of the uterus of the mother and the other condition of the mother, so requires only 7 months of embryological development, so then, even if he's born the 8th month, so even if he's born in the 7th month, he's viable. Allah has come with Hamo if he's born in the 8th month. So what does the Gemara mean? Ben Shivo, Elodishuyu Komishayale. Elodishuyu Komishayale. In other words, it means the fact, if we see that he's born immature, so that indicates that no probability this was a kind of a fetus that requires 9 months of embryological development. So Mimele, if he's born in the 8th month, so he's not viable. But if he has the tziponaim already developed, so then we say he's viable. Because just even then he's viable. Of course, when the Gemara says that the Ben Shivo is viable, the Gemara doesn't mean that if he's born in the 7th month and is perfect, completely immature, undeveloped, that he's viable, then he'll also be carried. But the halacha is, but that is a pshites. The chiddush is that if he's not mature, so even though he was born in the 8th month, so he's still kieven, he's not viable. But, so how about the mitzias that every points out, there are so many babies who are born the 8th months and they are more viable. They are more viable than the babies who are born in 7 months. Even though all the doctors agree that the baby born in 7 months, in other words, according to Bentzikvir Britannica, after 188 days, as of conception, when they call conception the last menstrual period, which means after 182 days, can be liable with good care. But if babies who are born in the 8th month are more likely to be viable with the same kind of care than babies who are born in the 7th month. But the answer is, because in the statistics of those who are born the 8th month who are more viable than those who are born in the 7th month, they include all the babies who are born mature. And these babies who are born mature, so they are not considered as Ben Shmeino. They are considered as Ben Shivo. Elodishuyu Komishayle. And the truth is that when a baby is born in the 7th month or in the 8th month and is completely immature, so they're not viable. So there is no inconsistency between what the Gemara says and the mitzvahs. There is no inconsistency. I don't understand why the Chazanish didn't say that. All right, anyway. So, the raya is this. When the Gemara says, Oma mazutre, afilu mandoma, yoledes l'tishon, yoledes l'mkutoyim, yoledes l'shivo, yoledes l'mkutoyim. What, who is yoledes l'shivo? If a woman is yoledes l'shivo, and it's viable, that means that this was a kind of a fetus that required only 7 months of embryological development. That's all. So Mimele, for a child, so it's not strange at all, according to the Pshat we say. We said that when Shmuel says in Hilel Tumkatoim, he doesn't mean Hilel Tumkatoim. He doesn't argue with the Mitzies. Of course Hilel Tumkatoim. But Shmuel says, if a woman gives birth to a child after 240 days, that means at the beginning of the ninth month, so then it is considered unnatural. But if she gives birth after 182 days, it's considered natural. I mean, that sounds inconceivable. No, it's not strange at all. Because if a woman gives birth after 240 days, what is the job? That the fetus was what kind of a fetus? A fetus who required, on account of the nature of the uterus and the condition of the mother, so this was a kind of a fetus that required an embryological development of 9 months. So that means, so why is it that usually babies, ben tishos, are born after full 9 months? Because that's the natural thing. That's the natural thing. So Memele and Eve is born before the nine full months are completed, it's an unnatural phenomenon. Of course it's viable, even though it requires an embryological development of 9 months. But the diminution that takes place in the biological development is so slight on account of the fact that the baby was already born at the beginning of the ninth month, it's not even to be considered. But it still makes it an unnatural phenomenon. Masha'in ken if it's yeledes l'shivo. So that means if the mother gave birth to the baby in the seventh month, that means that fetus, for some reason, did not require any 9 month embryological development, but only 7 months embryological development. So if this is the kind of a fetus that requires only 7 months, so even at the beginning of the 7 months, so there is less of a diminution in his development. So how do we know that? We see that from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Vahilit kufes ayomi, vata hano batilit ben, miut kufes nai. So why did the Torah, the Pasuk, it's Shmuel, the Nevi'im, why did the Pasuk formulate it that way to tell us that this lady by Hane of Shmuel, so was a natural lady. That's why the Torah told us. Otherwise, of what interest is it? To why they say, Vatilit Hano Vati, the Pasuk has to tell us, Vahilit Kufis Ayomim. Let the Pasuk say, Vahilit Kufis. Why Vahilit Kufis Ayomim? So the Torah wanted to spell out the exact number of days when Shmuel was born to tell us that this constituted a natural lady. So it's not strange at all. All right. Now, Teisa Shita here is, I don't think that we'll be able to go over the whole thesis, but Teisa Shita here, that Chippura Gora means that according to Rabbi Yude, that it depends upon the Chedesh, so it doesn't depend upon her Chedesh of pregnancy. Let's say, the Ritva Yisraeli, the Rashbo, curiously agrees with Teisa. But the Ritva Yisraeli, the Ritva says, it's inconceivable, Teisa Shita. According to Teisa Shita, so according to Rabbi Yude, it's very strange. According to Rabbi Yude, let's say, if the woman conceived at the beginning of Tishrei, and if it's not Tishrei, we'll bear us. So we have from Tishrei till Nisan, we have 6 months. Then Nisan is the seventh month, Iyar is the eighth month, and if two Ries take place at the beginning of Sivan, so then she is considered Yeledes Dam B'Keishi. She's considered Yeledes Dam B'Keishi. But Teisa says another point. So no one is chelik, the Ritva is not chelik on that point. But Teisa mentions here a fantastic chiddush. that according to Rabbi Yehuda, suppose the woman conceives at the end of Tishrei, the last day in Tishrei. So actually, when you start counting in terms of days, if, let's say, the woman conceives at the beginning of Tishrei, at the beginning of Tishrei, so at the beginning of Sivan, she's already after 240 days. So that's 9th month of pregnancy. But Teisa says, according to Rabbi, so in that case, the Ritva also agrees that if, let's say, on the 5th of Sivan, she'll have a Riyas Dam, because she, so she'll be taken. So there, it's already after 240 days, if she conceived on the 1st of Tishrei. But Teisa says, suppose she conceived on the last day of Tishrei. On the last day of Tishrei. On the 30th of Tishrei, she conceived. The 30th of Tishrei. So then, at the beginning of Sivan, how many days is she in the pregnancy? So it's over 220, 210 days. 210 days of pregnancy. And then, on the 5th of Sivan, she will have a Riyas Dam Bikeshi on the 4th of Sivan, the 5th of Sivan, the 6th of Sivan, so she'll be there. The same way as the Riyas Dam Bikeshi on the 4th and the 5th and the 6th of Sivan in the woman who conceived on the 1st of Tishrei. I mean, isn't that strange? If one woman conceived on the 1st of Tishrei, and she has a Riyas Dam Bikeshi on the 4th and the 5th and the 6th of Sivan, so that's already on the 242nd day of pregnancy. So it's considered Riyas Dam Bikeshi. And the other woman, so conceived on the 30th of Tishrei. So it's on, and she sees Dam Bikeshi on the 4th, the 5th, and 6th of Sivan. So with her, it is not the 242nd day of pregnancy, but it's the 212th and 13th and 14th day of pregnancy. So she's also has a din of Riyas Dam Bikeshi. I mean, what's the logic? I mean, isn't this aloha of Riyas Dam Bikeshi based upon Metzias? It has to be based upon Metzias. But in one case, it is the 242nd day of Ibu, and the other case is the 212th day of Ibu. So why are these two equated on the basis of what logic? The answer is, of course, the halacha is based upon the mitzvahs. But the mitzvahs is, now, as I mentioned before, after 188 days, which really means after 182 days of Ibu, so then it's possible that the baby should remain viable with extra care. But after 200, this you'll find in the Tzipir Britannica, that after 210 days, it is generally viable with ordinary care. So Memela, that means that according to Mitzies, a baby that is born after 210 days, after 7 full months of pregnancy, is generally viable without extra care. Extra care, the baby could be viable even after 188 days, which means 182 days. But after 210 days, it is generally viable with ordinary care. With ordinary care. So Mimele, since the halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so whether it's remote or not remote, is to be categorized and to be formulated in terms of months, not in terms of days. And in terms of months, there is no such thing as 30 days from the 29th of Tishrei. There is no such thing. In terms of months, so a month is considered from the first of the month. First of all, the halacha only recognizes Chodesh Elul. And even Chodzi Livono, he doesn't recognize a Chidesh from the 15th of Tishrei to the 15th of Cheshvan. There is no such thing. A month al-Pidin, a Chidesh is considered a Chidesh Livono. And what is a Chidesh Livono? From the first of the month till the end of the month. So Mimele, since a baby that is born after the 210 days is generally viable, so in case where the woman conceived, let's say, on the last day of Tishrei, and then she started to see dumbication on the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th of Sivan, so it's already after the 210 days of pregnancy, so on the basis of the mitzvahs, the baby has to be viable. And according to the Minyan HaKadoshim of the Torah, so in other words, so one day in Chidesh Livono is considered as a month. Yimechot v'Chidesh is considered as a whole month. So Memele, if she conceived on the last day of Tishrei, so that means when the Chidesh Tishrei expires, we already have counted 1 month. So then we have Cheshvan, and then by the time we reach Sivan, so it's already in the Hilchetz Chodoshim, in the Minyan Chodoshim Al-Pidin, so it's already the 9th month. And in according to the Mitzies, if it's after 210 days, it is generally viable. So Mimele, it's considered Amkesh. It's considered Amkesh. But if the woman will conceive, let's say on the first of Cheshvan, not on the last day of Tishrei, and then she will see Dam on the fourth, she'll see Dam Keshi on the fourth and the fifth and the sixth of Sivan, even though it'll be the same from the point of view of number of days, it'll be the same thing. Also, the 212th and the 213th day and the 214th day. But since in terms of Chodesh Livono, it's not the 9th month yet, it's still the 8th month, even though in terms of days, it's the same number of days. So as far as the viability of the baby is concerned, it just is viable. But there is halacha that we do not count Chodoshim from the middle of the month to the middle of the month. We count Chodoshim only from the first of the month, and only Chodesh Livono. So Mimele, in the case where she conceived on the first of Kislev, and then she saw Dam Keshi on the fourth and the fifth and the sixth of Sivan, even though it's also after 210 days, so the baby could be viable, but since in terms of Chodesh HaTorah, so it's not the 9th month yet, so Mimele, it cannot be considered as Dam Keshi. So it cannot be considered as Dam Keshi. That's the sheet of thesis. But the Ritva is Chaylik, of course, the Ritva Shita is much more Mustafa. But this is how Teisva Shita has to be explained. During the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Shita, they didn't go over the Teisves. In the Teisves, we are up to the second Teisves, that on the Ches. On the Dalet, my Teitz Chomish Mipol. So, Rav Meir says, Yesh Mikasha Kufnu Yehim, Vin Zivay Lode. So the Chachomim said to the Rabbonim, said to Rav Meir, Im Kei Yesh Mikasha Kol Yemel, Vin Zivay Lode. Omer Lem Maid Ad Chayim, Mishim Yifolim, Ein Kei Shem Yifolim. So, we can only visualize a case of Mikasha Kol Yemel, Vin Zivay Lode, and in connection with the miscarriage, but not with the real lady. So there is no halacha of kishur by miscarriage. Now it doesn't mean b'mitzias there is no pain. Of course there is pain. But the pain is not as intense as the pain that accompanies later mamish. It all depends how advanced in the pregnancy is. If, let's say, the miscarriage takes place in the 6th month, then there is a relatively much more pain, but even then the pain is not as intense as the pain that takes place together with real aiding. So, in case the halacha of damkeishin doesn't apply. So Rashi points it out. Ein adnefel mitaya kishuyo. Vanan b'vad isokesh kamin. It's not a union of mitzies in keishin falling. There is pain, but al pedin the whole halacha of doma machmas vodok, the damkeishin story doesn't apply to nefel. As a matter of fact, Rishonim say there are a number of tanoim who hold that yesh keishin falling. But this Remeya holds, and that's the way you pass me, that ain't Keshul Nifal. Ain't Keshul Nifal. Alright. My time, Mishum Nifalim. So, in other words, so, in connection with the miscarriage. So we can visualize the situation of a woman being Mikasha, called Yumel. So how? Let's say she gave birth to an ikeru, and then after Yudalad Yeim, so she's Tivelis, and she became Misaberes, and then we save Shmeilim. So she starts Shival Nido, Ushnaim Lachara Nido, and then so the Yemizivo did not commence, and then even though up to Ushnaim Lachara Nido, so the Yemizivo didn't commence, and then on 2 days she had a Ria in the Yemizivo, but that didn't make her Zobidele, and then the third day she started to be Mikasho, so even though she kept on seeing every day, so she does not become Pneyo. And then, after 50 days of Riaz Damkeishi, which did not make a Pneyo, so she had another miscarriage, and the miscarriage of Nikeivo. And then again, 14 days Pneyo Leide, and then 66 days Yemiteya, and then 7 days, and Shnayim Lachar Anido, and again Yemekishu. She's coupled with pain. She saw dam. I mean, indefinitely. There's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says no. Here Reb Meir deals with a woman who sees dam keish, and by following the whole aloha of dam keish, she doesn't apply. In keish. My diet from Shin falling, Tame, the lovely falling, Motino Lashkuha Yesa Mikufnut. Alright, so with a viable, real baby being born, so he couldn't visualize that a woman should be able to see for the rest of her life Dam Keishi and not become his own day. Only in connection with a miscarriage. But if the reason without a miscarriage, so we couldn't visualize a chetimtze that she should see damkeishi indefinitely and not become zomidele. But we can visualize a situation where she'll be mikasho more than 150 days. Here Reb Meir says. Mikasha Kufnunye, that's the maximum. It couldn't be more than Kufnunye. But while we couldn't visualize in connection with a real Eidah that she should be able to see Dam indefinitely for the rest of her life, but we can visualize a situation she'll be able to see Dam for more than 150 days. And Reb Meir says that 150 days is the maximum. Tamed lavnu falling motzino lashkuche yeisa mikofnun ke Yehuda vecheskiye bnei rabchiye. So the Gemara says in Perek Mapeles that they were twins, but not an identical twin. Of course, identical twin is not child, but an unidentical twin. So then the Gemara mentions, this is of course an unusual phenomenon. In other words, if it's an unidentical twin, So one member of the twin might have attained full embryological development in 7 months, and another baby of the twin might have attained a full embryological development in 9 months. So this can happen very, very seldom. But the Gemara mentions that the two sons of Rab Chiya, Yehuda Vecheskiya, so one boy was born after 7 months of being carried by the mother, and the other member of the twin was born after being carried by the mother for 9 months. So V'achar Avad Hasheni Tispla Shmeinim Lenikevo V'shiva Yomim Lenido U'shnei Yomim Achakei U'shnei Yomim Achakei. So you'll have more than Kufnun. So why does Rav Meir mention that the maximum is Kufnun Yei? V'yesh Leimad Leishriach. Rav Meir mentions the maximum number of days in something that can happen frequently. But this is such an unusual phenomenon. It's such an unusual phenomenon that it happens very, very seldom. So Rav Meir doesn't mention such a situation that can happen very, very seldom. Vim teima. So the Gemara says, the Rav Meir answered, the Rabbonon, in case you live by that time, we should be falling, in case you're in the fall. So Mele, the whole aloha of the Amkeishi Toya doesn't apply to Mifoli. And so Mele, so the aloha of the Amkeishi Toya applies only to a real lady. So in case of a real lady, so you couldn't visualize a situation that she should be Mikashi Kolumel and not become Zobli. So in Keshe Linfon, but there is no halacha of Dam Keshe Toya. But without Keshe, without Keshe Toya, so we can still visualize that she should sit down, call your meo, and not become Zabadim. Vim ten v'aloi v'loi Keshe, mishkachas call your meo, shall it hei zogo. She pillow a pale in cable. In other words, first she gave birth to any cable. So the initial lady could have been a real lady, not a miscarriage. And then, so she was developing adult. And then she was misabertz. So she had a miscarriage. So then, Achapelin came, and then she had Zayin Nido, Ubeis Yomim Achanido, Ubeis Yomim Achanido. So, and that can go on indefinitely. Ubi Shleimet Bisamuch, Gabi Yishrei Kuf Yomim, Yishrei Kuf Yomim. So there, so the price of Yishrei Yomir Yei, Vinzi Weyla Ben, has reference to a case of no Kishu. Of no Kishu, when there was no Riyaz Dam Keshi. Riyaz Dam Keshi means that the Riyaz Dam was coupled with the kind of pain that is characteristic of labor pain. But so the price of Yeshreya Mir Yehim Ben Zivayu Abhen, so we show you some of Gabi Yeshreya Kufyomim, Ikele Meima, Dibim Chad Vlad Mayer, Iname Biben Kayomi, Biben Kayomi. Aber hoche, meire, bin ich voli, mit die Koma, in Keishi, bin ich voli. But here, this Braise has reference to an Eifu, because Rav Meir said to them, meire teichem, bin ich voli, in Keishi, bin ich voli. So it doesn't have reference to Ben Kayomi. So in Mele, we can visualize Beloi Keishi, we can visualize that that Kol Yomero shall see dam and shall not become a Yizom Begdele. V'yeshleima, d'loy mayre v'yeledes v'loy kishu. That this Greise of Reb Meir does not deal with the case of Yeledes V'loy Kishu. Does not deal with the case of Yeledes V'loy Kishu. Alright. Now, so from this thesis, the Sidritare deduces that thesis is chilek on the shita of most Rishonim. So the Sidritare deduced that from two thesis. One thesis is the thesis of Lamed Zayin. So we said that from that thesis there is no riot, because we can explain the thesis the way in accordance with the pshat by the Marsho. The thesis kashe. When Teisa says, "Vim kentistia v'hocha v'im shivoni kimi dam," is not that it should be seisa kol shivo, but "Vim kentistia" it should be seisa yimechot. And here Rove says, "Enes iseres veile," so that means there is no stira even yimechot. So there is no right. But the Sidritare also mentions right from this day. From this right, Teisa, there seems to be a very strong guy, because Teisa says, So Teisa says that this price of Yeshreya, and that deals, so with the case of no occasion, because that's the pshat in the price. Yesh Reyom. In other words, whereas Rav Meir's price deals with the case of Keishi, of Dam Keishi, so the price of Yesh Reyom means even without Keishi. As Rashi says, Yesh Reyom beloi Keishi. Yesh Reyom beloi Keishi. So the Rambam raises the question, Rambam, the Rashba, the Ram, they all raise the question, the Ritvo, they all raise the question, here the Gemara says, why? Because if we assume that so after the Shnei Yomi, so then on the third day the lady took place. So she already had 2 days in succession, Elias Dam. But that did not make her Yizom Begdele. But then on the third day, so there was a lady. And if we say, Yev Shalom Tzechazakev Olei Dam, so that lady on the third day was also coupled with the discharge of Dam. So then she becomes Yizom Begdele, Yeledes Bezei. This is what the Gemara says. So the question arises, but how can she become a Yeledes Bezei? When does she become a Yeledes Bezei? Only if there is a Riyah B'Sheifi. But if Yev Shal Tzechazakev Olei Dam, so that Riyah was B'Keishi. That is certainly Doma Machmas Atzmo, Doma Machmas Vodo. So how would she become a Yeledes Bezei and a Yizom Begdele, even if we were to assume that Yev Shal Tzechazakev Olei Dam? So that's the question that the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ram, they all raise. So they say that this Braise, of Yesh Reyo Meyo Yeim Ve'inziv Eileben, and that deals with without Keishi. So Mimele, since it deals without Keishi, so it has reference with miscarriage. The price of Reb Meir, could not deal with the miscarriage, because the price of Reb Meir discusses the case of Dam Keishi. So Yesh Mikashok of Mimele. So the Mele, and in the case of miscarriage, there is no aloche of Dam Keishi Toya. Masha'inkin, this Braise explicitly has reference to a case of no Keishi. Of no Keishi, so the Mele, it deals with the miscarriage. This is what the Ramban says. But Teisve says to the contrary. Seisa says, Ubisho Yomisomo Gabi Yeshre Kufyomim, he can remember the flood of Admire. Inam Ben Kayomim. So the price of Yeshreya that deals with the case of no case, that means Bishuv, when the discharge of dam was coupled with comfort, not with pain. And so Teitzves is chilek on the Ramban and the other Rishayim. And still the Gemara says that Lavike Mandoma Riefshol Shazakeva Boledam, Komashman Defshol Shazakeva Boledam. Why? Because if we say that Efshol Shazakeva Boledam, so then she would necessarily become Izobel Dele, because she saw in the Yimei Zive on 2 days in succession, and then on the third day there was a lady. So, according to Ramban, the lady was a lady of a miscarried baby. But according to Teisves, it could deal with Bekayome, that the lady was a real lady of a viable baby. And still the Gemara says that even though the lady was a lady of a viable baby, a real lady, so it's still a raya that this braisa holds, that Efshal Yitzchak HaZakeva Boledam, because if he Efshal Yitzchak HaZakeva Boledam, then she would become his other daily when she has lady, when she gives birth to a viable baby on the third day. Even though it definitely deals, why? Because it deals with the case of no case, that means that the lady did not involve any pain. Like today, when women go to the doctor and they give birth to the baby and they have no pain, they are fully in comfort. So this braise deals with such a case, because the braise is reference to a case of yesh reya b'loy kesh. So the lady was also coupled with comfort, not with pain. And still the Gemara says that if he then she would become his lady, because of the lady that was coupled with dam and was in comfort on the third day. So she becomes of a daily. But according to Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran, so if the dam comes out from the Psichas HaKever, even though it's coupled with comfort, it's still Toya. Because that is certainly Doma Machmas Lodom. When the dam is discharged a considerable time before Lady, so then we say if it is with coupled with comfort, not with pain, so it's not Machmas Lodom. But when the dam comes mamish from the Psichas HaKever, in the course of the lady itself, in the course of the process of lady, the Ramban says, then even without pain, it's considered Doma Machmas Lodom. But Teisves is chay. So the raya of the Sifrei Tareh from the Teisves Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph is no raya. But the raya of the Sifrei Tareh from this Teisves is a very strong raya. In other words, Teisves Shita is that even if the Riyas Dam took place in the course of the process of birth itself, as a result of the Psichas HaKever, but if it was coupled without pain, then she becomes Izobedil. Now, the question is, we have to understand that. I mean, after all, the story of the Ramban appears on the surface to be very conclusive, because what's the reason as to why Dam Kinshi is Toya? Because Doma Machmas Atzma or Doma Machmas Blod. So it's not that the Torah emphasizes the element of pain. The Torah emphasizes the fact that this dam is a result of labor. So the dam that came out from the Psichas HaKever, even though she was comfortable, she had no pain, but it's certainly Machmas Lodo, so it should be Toya. And we see that according to Teisves, so it's Tomei. So the answer is this. Why do we say that if this dam keishi took place more than 14 days, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rav Shimon, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it took place in the 8th month, not in the 9th month, so then it is Tomei. But it's still, I mean, even if it took place in the 8th month And even if it took place more than 14 days prior to the lady, but it's connected to the lady, with the pending lady, why does she have pain? I mean, just like that, he has pain. She has pain because of the pending lady. So it is don't machas bodo. The answer is, since it's remote, so that makes it unnatural mach. In an unnatural way, it makes it machmas lady. So in the halacha of doma machmas atzmo, when we doma machmas vlodo, there is a certain condition that when we say that doma machmas vlodo, that the dam that is discharged be made zive because of the lady, because of the pending lady. So is toye only if it's machmas vlodo in a natural way, but if it is remote, so it's not even natural that it should be coupled with pain. But sometimes it happens, but it's an unnatural phenomenon that it's coupled with pain. So then it's not considered domo machmas vlodo. When is it considered domo machmas vlodo? If it is domo machmas vlodo in a natural way. But if it is domo machmas vlodo in an unnatural way, so then it is domo. So in many ways, the sheet of taste we see is the natural way. The natural way is when a woman gives birth, so she has a lot of pain. And if the woman gives birth without pain, that's an unnatural thing. You ask, I mean, but an anesthesia is administered to the illness. So that doesn't make it natural, because through artificial means, so it makes the woman insensitive to pain. So, but that it's still in an unnatural way. In an unnatural way. So mele, it doesn't come within the aloche of doma machmas vlodo de distoya. When is the aloche of doma machmas vlodo de distoya? Only when it is machmas vlodo in a natural way. Right. Now, we discussed the sheet of Teisves, which is also the sheet of the Rajbo, which is a very straight sheet. And the sheet of Teisves is, the sheet of Teisves is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Tamkeshi is toya only if it takes place in the ninth month. So the ninth month doesn't mean the ninth month of the ninth month of her pregnancy, but the ninth month in the Chodshei Alevona. The Chodshei Alevona. So in other words, if she conceived at the end of Chedesh Tishrei, and then the lady took place in Sivan, the lady took place at the beginning of Sivan, so then, and she had a Riyas Dam, at the beginning of Sivan, so then she's not the Yoledes B'Zayin. But suppose that she conceived at the beginning of Cheshvan, just one day later, at the beginning of Cheshvan, and then the lady took place in Sivan, so then it does not the beginning of Damkesh. Why? Because if she conceived at the end of Tishrei, so then the last day of Tishrei is considered as the first month, and then you have from Tishrei to Odeh, inclusive, let's say if it's Yishon Pshuto, you have 6 months, then Nisan is the seventh month, Iyar is the eighth month, and the beginning of Sivan is already the beginning of the ninth month. But if she conceived on the first of Cheshvan, so from Cheshvan in the Cheshvan of Chodshei Atoyo. So from Cheshvan till Odar inclusive, we have 5 months. Nisi is the sixth month. Iyar is the seventh month. And Sivan is the eighth month. But as far as the number of days is concerned, you could even visualize a case where she conceived on the first of Cheshvan, but the Leah took place at the end of Sivan. So she will have carried the baby for more days, for more days than the woman who conceived at the end of Tishrei and gave birth to the baby at the beginning of Sivan. But in one case, according to the Cheshbon of the Chodesh Alvono, so the lady took place in the ninth month of the Chodesh Alvono, according to Cheshbon of the Chodesh Alvono, even though she carried the baby for a lesser number of days, and in the other, in the according to Cheshbon of the Chodesh Alvono, when she gave birth to the baby in the eighth month, even though the mother, the eldest, carried the baby for a larger number of days. But it's not, so I mean it sounds as a paradox, but it's not paradoxical, because it's not paradoxical even though the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda is based upon the mitzvahs. But since, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a halacha, the dam keshi depends upon the ninth month, and since the Torah doesn't recognize any cheshbon of months, let's say, from the 15th of Nisan to the 15th of Iyar. That's not a month. That is 30 days. Where do we have months? From the beginning of the Chodesh Alvono till the end of the Chodesh Alvono. But from the middle of one month to the middle of the other month, Al Pidin, you only have a certain number of days. You don't have months. Because you are not Meine. You are not Meine. Mixas of a Chedesh and Mixas of another Chedesh. So just as there is Aloche, Yomi Matomeine, Ligabe Choche Alvono, Viatomeine Shoyes, in other words, even if the new moon, even if the Melet takes place, let's say, at 12 o'clock noon, so we do not say that the new Chedesh starts at 12 o'clock noon, even though astronomically it should start. And the Chedesh is based upon the Melet. It's because Kozer Eli Kadesh. So there's the halacha of Chedesh Hazeh Lochem. But there is a halacha of Moni Matayei Meine Viat Meine Shoyes. So there is a similar halacha that in computing Chodoshim, so we do not reckon a Chedesh by combining part of one month and part of another month. So in computing Chodoshim, so you only reckon it from the beginning of the Chodesh Alvono till the end of the Chodesh Alvono. So that's why according to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean Teisves comes to this conclusion. But it's not contrary to the Mitzvahs. It's not contrary to the Mitzvahs, because even if it is let's say, even if she conceived at the end of Tishrei, and then at the end of Tishrei, and then the lady took place at the beginning of Sivan, so as far as days are concerned, so it's only after 210 days, because she carried the baby for 7 full months of 30 days each. But in view of the fact that a baby that is born after 210 days is viable, so mele it can be considered al pidin as a baby, whenever a baby is born in the beginning of the ninth month of the Chodesh Alvono, even though that the baby was born after 240 days. But in the Cheshbon of Chodesh Alvono, so it is already the ninth month, and as far as the number of days is concerned, it is after 210 days, and the baby that is born after 210 days of Ibur, so he is viable, so Mimele, it can be considered as Namki. So it's based on the Mitzvahs, but it is limited by the halacha of that we only count Chodesh Alvono, and in counting Chodesh Alvono we cannot count part. part of one Chiddush HaLevana in part of the other Chiddush HaLevana. Just as in days we cannot count a day from 12 noon Monday to 12 noon Tuesday. If we do count it, so then it's not on the basis of a day, it's on the basis of misles, of Chodal choice. So here too, if we have to count months, so we can only count, so first of all, we can only count Chodesh HaLevana, and even the Chodesh HaLevana, we cannot count from the middle of one Chodesh HaLevana to the middle of the other Chodesh HaLevana. We have to count it from the beginning of the month to the end of the month. And the Rashba agrees with that. But the Ritva is chelik. He says, it's inconceivable. I mean, how can two women, so one woman, I mean, you have two women, let's say, one woman conceived at the end of Tishri, and she gave birth at the beginning of Sivan. Another woman conceived at the beginning of Cheshvan, and she gave birth at the end of Sivan. So who carried for more days? The woman who conceived at the beginning of Cheshvan. Still, so the woman who conceived at the beginning of Cheshvan, who carried the baby before she gave birth to that baby, for more days than the first woman, so she does not have a din of Yilel Edification. And the woman who conceived at the end of Tishrei, but who gave birth to the baby at the beginning of Sivan, and who gave birth after carrying for a lesser number of days, so she has a din of Yilel Edification. Because there's the aloha. The aloha says that only in the Riyaz Dam, Bikeshi took place in the ninth month. And what does it mean, ninth month? It has to be the ninth month in terms of Chodesh HaLevana, not in terms of her own months of pregnancy, because that's not months. This is just a figure of speech. If we say that a baby was born after 8 months or 30 days, so it really means it's only a figure of speech when we say 8 months, but it really means after 240 days. But as a shortened method, we say after 8 months. But Al Pedin, there is no such thing as months. If it's not based upon the count of the Chodesh HaLevana from Chodesh HaLevana. All right. This is the issue. The Ritva is chelik. The Ritva is chelik. Shippur Egorim, Peir Sheifa Shetekim Beresh Chelish. Bekidu Shachelish. Now, no one says that it's the Sheifa. I mean, let's say, today we have no Sheifa. I mean, we don't blow the shofar. So that's an expression, Shippur Egorim, because when Beis Din was Mikadesh Chodoshim, so then the practice was, to inform the public, so the blue shofar. But this was a minute. So so the expression Shippur Egorim means that the month is the important thing. Now, according to Tesis, since the Gemara emphasizes Shippur Egorim and uses that expression, Enochaname, it doesn't depend upon the shofar, no shofar, that's not important. There is not even a halacha that Besn has to blow the shofar when it is Mikadosh a certain Chedesh. That was the practice. But the fact that the Gemara mentions, uses the expression Shippur Egorim, is expressive of the concept, of the principle that it depends upon Chodesh HaLevana. But the Ritva says now, even though the Gemara uses the expression Shippur Egorim, it means that the months of pregnancy, so in other words, it's reckoned after her months of 30 days, according to the Ritva. Shippur Egorim Peir Sheifa Shedei Peresh Chedesh Bikir Shachine Shei Shalei Guro Vim Teima Veichem Muchach Dechedesh Livono Gorim דיום החודש שישי של אח החסר דושים של שלישיים מיליין נוגורים אפילו הוא מסלו באמצע חידש הלבונו. You see, so according to the Ritva, so there is no kashi. So, because in Echaname, the Ritva says, when the Gemara says Shippur Egorim, it means the Chidesh Shi, her Chidesh Shi, her individual, peculiar Chidesh Shi, according to the day, according to the cheshbon of the day when she conceived. But he says, doesn't explain that Gemara that way. So Tesio says the Kashi, we said Asvore. It should be the other way, the way the Litva says, Alim de Emes. So how do we know from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda emphasizes the Chodshei Alamono? And how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda does emphasize? So, I mean, because the Gemara, Rabbi Barave uses the expression Shippure Kore. This is indicative of the Chodshei Alamono. Shippure Kore. V'yesh Leimah. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda emphasizes the Chodshei Alamono, not her individual peculiar months of Ibu? V'yesh Leimah, Dimkin, Havu Neimah, Da Yochid Shach, Avu Chadosho, משמע חידיש המבורך, דהיין החידיש העובר. וכל ישמע מן המסליס, כמו הברייס. אינה משום בברייס אם הוא חדי יובל סלנקותו, כדקטונה אפילו בתחילה סטסי אולדו, ובימי החוד להה וקורא חדושו, אבל החידיש לבונו, קורא שעפ חדושו, אפילו בימי החוד. אינה מסייף את ברייס אם מחייך, דהו כוחו חידיש לבונו, גור, דקטונה, אבל כל שיש לו ימי אחות בסעיף שמיני, ושניים מתחילה שישי, ואפילו יולדו בסעיף טס, ואיך יכולו להידע, וכל שיש לו שניים בטס, אילו לא ידעים מהירה בחידוש של שולחון. דיני ידעי חד יולדו בסעיף טס, יכולו להידע, כי יש יולדו לבישה עם גילו יומים, שימושו, ביוז מסחות שהיא שלוש לשניים, לפני ידוסו, דעזר עלי נקלט עתים גילו שימושו, דיני קלטים רישי נויסי לרס לרש א' לשימושו דין אבלד משתאי יסי וואי די, so דיני קלטים רישי כויסו לרס לרש א' לשימושו דין אבלד משתאי יסי it doesn't mean that במציאס it cannot happen במציאס it happens today that many babies are carried 300 days that means 10 months. Now, there is one mandoma who says, rabbit is floye. So he says that if the husband of a certain woman went to Indina Sayam, let's say 11 months before the baby was born, so rabbit is floye says that he's not a mamza. Why? Because there is a possibility that the Uber should be nishtaye b'meimei for 12 months. This is highly, highly unusual. Highly, highly unusual. So we don't pass into a time long Rabbi this way. Why? Because we do not cheshish for this remote thing. For this remote thing. But, so b'meile, so didi kratim vishnei zilas rishal and vishmisho. In Abad Mishtaye, so we time long Rabbi this way. The pericor. Mikol mokei, the comer after Yoldo Bisiftes, Mash Manamish Yoldo Bem Tachi, the Ozi Efshal Das in Koshiso Days Yom in Bites Bitsimtsum, the Koshiso, Bereish Mem, Uvereish Mem Alef, Uvereish Mem Beis, Mishimusho, Shemo Nikotazer Ad Mahasatashmish, Vim King Koshiso in Mechot Behemishtes, Vim Koshiso, Bereish Mem Alef, Vereish Mem Beis, Vereish Mem Gimu, Shemiklat. Hazer abim atashmi ishim kein gimu yomim koshiso b'chidesh tes. So this is difficult, this part. Because Teisa says, v'im koshiso b'reish memalek. And the 241st day is of the tashmish. Or in the 242nd day is of the tashmish. In the 243rd day is of the tashmish. But it's possible that if the ovum becomes fertilized on the day of the Tashmish, or on the second day of the Tashmish it becomes fertilized, or it becomes fertilized on the third day of the Tashmish. So if it was fertilized on the first day of the Tashmish, most of the time it's fertilized on the first day of the Tashmish. So in Cain, Gimu Yomim Koshis of the Chedesh Tesh. Gimu Yom Koshis of the Chedesh Tesh. So why does the Gemara mention Shnei Yomim? Now, the Maram raises a question against Teisus. Teisus should have said, the fact that the Gemara mentions Avul Koshiso, Koshiso Yemechot B'Sef Shmini, Ushtayim B'Tchilashchi. So then, in the Yoledes B'Sef, and Teisus says, but how, if we can, if we reckon real months of lading, not months of the Yemei Chodesh Livono, so then how can we know that it is kosher so Yemei Chodesh Shmini u'shtayim mitchil ha'shini? How do we know? Because the lady took place, in other words, the kishu took place on three successive days, on the 241st days of Tashmish, on the 242nd days of Tashmish, on the 243rd days of Tashmish. So Mimele, we know that it was Shtayim. In other words, the kishu that took place on the 242nd day of Tashmish and on the 243rd day of Tashmish was already at the beginning of the ninth month, in her months. So, but maybe it was, the ovum was fertilized not on the second day of Tashmish, but on the first day of Tashmish. So then it is not Shtayim B'Tchilas Chi, but all the Shleishow of B'Tchilas Chi. So, in Cain, Gimul Yomim Koshes of Achilishtes. But what's the Kashe? And if Gimul Yomim Koshes of Achilishtes, if it was fertilized, if the ovum was fertilized on the first day of Tashmish, so instead of 2 days Kishu in the ninth month, it's 3 days. That's even better. So the din is the same. But so the kasha of Tesis is, why does the Gemara mention the case of Shtayim Bitchilashi, when in such a case it could even be Shloisha Bitchilashi? And usually in such a case, if the kishu took place Bereshman Aleph, Bereshman Beis, and Bereshman Gimel as of Tashmish, so since most of the time an ovum is fertilized on the day of the Tashmish, not on the second day of the Tashmish, so why should the Gemara mention? Why should the Gemara mention Shtayim Mitrashi? So that would be a case of Shleisha Mitrashi. But the question is Shleisha Mitrashi. So it certainly ain't so you let us be say. So the kasha is, so then the Gemara shouldn't mention Shtayim, even though the din would be the same. But Teisves should have said something else. V'im koshiso v'reishmem alef, v'reishmem beis, v'reishmem gimel. So how do we know that Niklat Azera b'yim atashmish? Maybe it was Niklat Azera b'yim gimel itashmish. So then only 1 day of kishu was in the ninth month. And the other 2 days were still at the end of the eighth month. That would have been a better raya. So that's the kasha that is raised by the Maran. But we have to say that Tesis means that. Tesis means, if we say that it's Shippurei Gorem, that it doesn't depend upon full months of Ibum, but it depends upon Chodshei Ator. If it's Chodshei Ator, so if she conceived at the end of Tishrei, so then once she has Dam Kishu, she sees Dam Kishu at the beginning of Sivan, so we know of it. So we know how many days in the ninth month. Because we are not concerned, it's not important to know how many days as of conception the Arias Dam Kishu took place. Because it's not important. Only the Chodshei Ateiro, the Cheshbon of the Chodshei Ateiro, of the Chodshei Alvono is important. But if we assume that according to Rabbi Yehuda too, so when is it considered Dam Keishi? Only after she has carried, the baby for at least 240 days. So how do we know that there was kishu today's Kishur was in the ninth month, one day was in the eighth month. How do we know that? So, in other words, if the Keshi took place, if the Kishur took place on the 241st day, as of Tashmish, and the 242nd days of Tashmish, and the 243rd day of the Tashmish. So, how do we know that it was Shtayim Mitzvashi? Maybe it was. So, in Chaname, Tesis means maybe the ovum was fertilized on the 30th of Tashmish. So, Mimele, it's not even 2 days in Tchilashi. So, it's only one day in the ninth month. So she should be considered even as Mizeit. And even if you say, because usually it is fertilized on the day of the Tashmish, that's why the Yehuda considers her as because usually the ovum is fertilized on the day of the Tashmish, not on the second day or on the third day. So Manavsheh, if Rebude is not Cheshish for that which doesn't happen frequently, because for an ovum to be fertilized on the second day or on the third day, it's an unusual thing. So if that is the reason as to why Rebude takes it for granted that it was already that it was already in the ninth month that the Kishu, the Riyas Dam Kishit, took place in the ninth month. So why does he mention Shtaimit Lashi Monapsha? If he's Cheshish for the possibility that the ovum wasn't fertilized on the same day of the Tashmish, so then how can he say that the Israel is Mizeim? Maybe it was the ovum was fertilized on the third day of the Tashmish. So maybe only one day was Mitzvashi, and 2 days, 2 years, were in the eighth month. But you are going to say, Rabbi Yehuda is not Cheshish for that, because usually the ovum is fertilized on the same day of Tashmish. So why does he mention Shtayim Mitzvashi? So then he should say that it's not Shtayim Mitzvashi, that it's only Shleisha took place Mitzvashi. This is how the case has to be explained. And then she gave birth to the baby at the beginning of Sivan, so then she's Eino Yoledes Mizeim. She's Eino Yoledes Mizeim. But if a woman conceived at the first of Chesh, and she gave birth at the end of Sivan, even though she carried the baby before later, for a larger number of days than the previous case, so then it is considered Yoledes Mizeim. That's the issue. And the Rashbo agrees with Teisves, and the Ritvo is right. Now, the Omar Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel. So, Yomar says, the Omar Shmuel, Elisham is a peres viledes, Elom Osayim vishim vechadei. So in other words, Shmuel says that when a woman gives birth, when is it considered a natural way? Of course, the Mitzvah is that a woman can give birth to a child even though the mother has carried the baby for less than 270 days, 9 full months. But then it's considered as an unnatural phenomenon. So Vomar Shmuel, Elisha Misaperes V'Yoledes, Elu Mesayim Mishim Echodim. So Teisve says, Motz, Olim Eimad, Rav Yehuda, Vinifol, Maire. Because the Gemara Mar Zutra says, Afil, Ulemando, Magyaleres, Litisho, Yeleres, Linkutoim, but Yeleres, Lishim, Yeleres, Lichem. Again, so we explain it. I mean, it has no other explanation. It's not a question of mitzvahs. The mitzvah is that a woman The Yeledes Litisho can also be Yeledes Lekotoy. And of course, a Yeledes the Mitzias is that when a woman is Yeledes Lishivo, it can be Yeledes Lekotoy too. But, so the Shaili is whether this is considered a natural Eide or not natural. And according to Rabbi Yude, so when is it considered Amkishu if it took place in the natural way? But if it took place in connection with Leide, that is not a natural phenomenon, not in a natural way, so then it doesn't have a chalais din damkishu. Because the whole aloha of damkishu is based upon the naturalness of the phenomenon. The raya is that if it is remote, so then she's tmeo, she is your say. But if it is remote, but it's still connected with the Leide, so in other words, so we see that it's based upon the naturalness of the lady. So Mimele, what kind of Mikashi is it? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel, maybe Rabbi Yude called with Shmuel. But Mazutra himself says that when does Shmuel say that Yeledes Lekotoyim, it's not considered a natural lady, that's only if it's a 9-month baby. But if it is a 7-month baby, then it is considered a natural phenomenon. Then it is considered a natural phenomenon. So maybe Rabbi Yude has reference to a Yeledes of a 7-month baby, of a Ben Shiva. So maybe it's Damkeishi, because Shmuel himself concedes that Yeledes Lishivo, Yeledes Lekotoy, that's the discussion. We mots in the Meima, the Rabbi Yude. The Motzel Meima, the Rabbi Yude, bin Fol Meire. I mean, the discussion is not only of Ibn Shiva, not only of Ibn Shiva. Maybe Rabbi Yude has reference to Ibn Shiva and to the Fol Mamish, because the Fol Mamish. So the Motzel Meima, the Rabbi Yude, bin Fol Meire, midinokat shmini uchi. ולנוקת גימו ודלת, אינם מליקטוני יולדו. אינם מליקטוני יולדו. So in other words, so Teisves Kasher, if Teisves had only asked, maybe Rabbi Yude deals with the Ben Shiva, so then we could understand Teisves Kasher. But Teisves Kasher is not only from a Ben Shiva. Teisves Kasher is from the Nifolim. Teisves Kasher is from the Nifolim. Other Rishayim mention the Kasher from Ben Shiva, but Teisves Kasher is from the Nifolim. So from the Nifolim, Teisves could have said, Teisves could have given a very simple teretz, because the Gemara says, in case you will follow. And the whole din of Rabbi Yude is based of the Damkeishi and Historia. But if Rabbi Yude has reference to a Nifolim, so then there is no Aloch of Damkeishi. So Bishleim and those Rishayim who raised the question, maybe Rabbi Yude has reference to Ben Shiva, then you can understand. But Teisves says that Kashi, not only from Ben Shiva, but from the Nifolim, and Teisves doesn't even spell out Ben Shiva. In the name, the Terutzim of Teisves would be Terutzim.